This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and we are on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Today, my guest is Father Dennis Phaneuf. He is a priest of the Diocese of Saskatoon, Canada, and he was ordained 50 years ago. 50 years he has been a priest. He has recently retired from being a pastor, active pastor, but remains very active in the healing ministry, teaching seminars, healing of the family tree, deliverance ministry, and divine mercy seminars. He's also very, very involved in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. So, Father Dennis, thank you for joining me here on WSFI Spotlight.
Thank you, Bill.
So, on today's program, I just want to ask you a little bit about your ministry to kick things off.
Well, right now, having retired several years ago, I'm available to help out in parishes when pastors want holidays or are leaving. And then apart from that, Maura Noonan out of San Diego and myself will conduct seminars on deliverance, healing of the family tree. We have ministry in the area of the Divine Mercy, especially now that the year of Divine Mercy is just about upon us. And basically what I do pretty much all day long is meet with people and pray with them, listen to them. We talk, and sometimes it's problems to do with some psychological difficulties they're having, or they will explain that strange things are happening in their lives. They have experience of strange presences in their bedrooms or in the kids' rooms, and they are having nightmares. So we'll pray prayers of deliverance and prayers of healing so that they can experience some peace. I think mostly what I feel like I'm doing and the Lord wants me to do is just to help set the captive free. Jesus said, I've come to set the captive free. And I think that's basically how I look at it. I know I'm powerless. I can't do anything, but I can be available and pray with people, listen to them. Often the Lord will give me a clue as to a deeper problem or something they're not really saying and need to say. And then we pray, and that's basically it. And sometimes they have to come back 3, 4, 5, 6 times to get some prayer for deliverance from something that's really plaguing them. Some of the things I simply don't understand what's happening, and all I can do is just pray and try to encourage them not to give up, not feel despondent or depressed, but to know that the Lord is with them. And I tried to lead them to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is the Son of God. He says, I'm with you always. And I teach often that they really need to open their hearts to the Lord and not just to be religious and say, light candles and say a few prayers, but really have a personal, and not only personal relationship with the Lord, but a deeply intimate personal relationship with the Lord. And that he will lead them step by step by step in their spiritual life, and he'll lead them to a deeper understanding of how his spirit works in their hearts.
What are some of those common things that you're seeing in the church today?
What I see today, several things, and the one that excites me the most is what's happening to young adults. I think St. John Paul II, really stirred up the faith of young adults, you know, that group from 18 to 35. And what I've seen is so many of them making a personal commitment to Christ and giving their lives in service of the gospel. Like in our own city in Saskatoon, a young couple started a Bible study at the university, and they call it the Catholic Christian Outreach. Now, it's very hard to reach students at the college or the university level. But it started to grow, and more groups were added. And now it's spread right across Canada. It's come into the United States, onto the university and college campuses. And it's also, I just heard, now making an outreach to Europe. So that kind of thing is really exciting. Then there's another group that just started, and there's 18 young people who are willing to give their lives for 1 year to serve the Lord in a ministry called the Pure Witness Ministry, and just started by a Catholic couple who felt the need to help young people be evangelizers. And then we just started a new Bible school a few years ago in our area, and it's taken on the Theresian spirituality, St. Teresa of Lisieux, but of course that's based on the Carmelite spirituality of St. Teresa of Avila. And as they grow in, first of all, they gotta get some healing and cleansing. So the school has two parts to it, and one is a healing part, the other part is like students learning the Word of God. And so for months they'll go through healing experiences, and then they'll learn about more and more the mysticism in the church, and they'll be opening their hearts to the Theresian spirituality, the little way of St. Teresa, and some understanding of St. Teresa of Avila's interior castle and the various steps into holiness. And so I see that growing among young people. There's a desire. The young people are coming from Europe, they're coming from all over Canada, sometimes in the United States, and they'll spend 9 months together in prayer and community life. I see that as a really wonderful opening. Then, having been involved in charismatic renewal, I've seen the birth of a number of communities, covenant communities. I belong to one myself called Emmanuel that started in France, 1972, now in 60 countries. But what I've noticed is that much of the leadership now and much of the participants are young couples with children. And that's really exciting to see a whole new generation of young Catholic Christians who are on fire for the Lord. So that's the positive sign. The negative side is sort of a lot of young people looking and searching for something deeper in their lives. And they're getting involved in the New Age movement. They want to fill that vacuum inside of their empty hearts. They're looking for something that will bring a deeper experience of the supernatural or the divine. And unfortunately, they become victims of a lot of those movements. And so much of my ministry is praying with them and having them renounce these things, starting with the Ouija boards in school and getting involved with psychics and different kinds of occultic things. And so then when they renounce all of that and we pray for their deliverance and their freedom and teach them more about Jesus and have them open their hearts to Jesus and be filled with His Spirit, their lives change. Their relationships change. Their peace in their hearts comes. They become more active in the church. They even start going back to church to begin with and then become active in the church. So to me, the negative side still has a lot of possibility because we can reach them. And they reach each other, as Paul, I think it was John Paul II, no, it wasn't Paul, Paul VI said that the best evangelizers among the youth will be the youth. And I see that to be really true.
For our listeners, you are listening to the voice of Father Dennis Phaneuf. He is a priest of the Diocese of Saskatoon, Canada. And we're talking about his involvement with healing and deliverance ministry and all kinds of things. So it's wonderful to have you, Father. And I just want to ask a little bit about why is this healing and deliverance ministry so important for our time and era of the church?
Well, we live in a culture that St. John Paul II called the culture of death. There's a whole trend towards disintegration in the family, in morals. It's a more secular culture. Probably has its roots way back there in the French Revolution and then the communist and Nazi movements and all these different movements away from the church, away from God. And today we see a lot of people just completely taken up with all kinds of things that are not spiritual. And if they are taking up with spiritual things, they're not really clear, safe Catholic mysticism. So I feel I meet a lot of broken people, a lot of them that are confused, that are unhappy, even suicidal, and they're asking, well, what am I going to do? Like, they're seeking for answers. And I was never trained for any of this in the seminary. And if it wasn't for the grace of God and the Blessed Mother holding my hand and leading me, I don't think I'd ever gotten out of the boat and walked on the water that I've had to walk on just to learn many things about healing. It began with inner healing, the brokenness in families, the experience of rejection or abuse, sexual abuse, verbal, mental abuse, just feeling terrible about themselves and feeling like they're full of hatred towards themselves. And they need to have a change of mind. The scripture says, have the mind of Christ, have a spiritual revolution of the mind, and the battlefield's in the mind. So there's a great need for teaching, great need for community. People feel isolated and lost and lonely and broken. They need to know that there's people that they can share their sorrows with, but also share their spiritual life and the hope that's in their hearts. So I think the need is enormous, and it's just going to keep growing and growing as more and more we just head towards that. I don't know what it is we're heading towards, but it's a culture of death that's really, it's depressing in a way. If we don't have faith and trust in the Lord, it can be very depressing. You know, the abortion around the world now, just about every country, and now the whole idea of euthanasia. It's a growing phenomenon in our country, in Canada, in the United States, and in Europe. We could tell all kinds of stories about that. But ultimately, really, it's going to take us getting on our knees and praying and fasting and calling down God's grace and asking Him for spiritual revolution that will enlighten the hearts of many people. So it's just a real challenge, I find.
Absolutely. Well, Father, we do want to take a short break here on WSFI Spotlight, and we'll be back to talk with you more in the second half of this program about just all of these things related to healing and deliverance and your ministry. So stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back after this very short break to talk with Father Dennis right after this.
Hello, I am Bishop Don Hying from the Diocese of Gary, Indiana. Catholic Radio has a remarkable reach into the minds and hearts of all sorts of people who may not be going to church, who may not have any other connection to learning about the faith. I know so many people have grown in the Catholic faith because they listen to Catholic Radio.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Did you know that you can listen to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio from anywhere in the world? Our live internet stream is available at WSFIradio.org. Just click on Listen Live. We also stream on the TuneIn mobile app for your smartphone or tablet. For iPhone and iPad users, visit the App Store, download the TuneIn app, sign up for a free account, and then search for WSFI. Click Follow to add us to your profile. For Android users, visit the Google Play Store, download the TuneIn app, sign up for a free account, and then search for WSFI. Click Follow to add us to your profile. Need help? Call us at 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455.
Listen at 7 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday to WSFI Spotlight, a half-hour conversation with outstanding Catholics from our community and around the world. WSFI Spotlight re-airs on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. or listen on demand anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIRadio.org for more information. It's WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light. Only on WSFI Catholic Radio, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to WSFI Spotlight. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Father Dennis Faneff, and he is a priest of the Archdiocese of Saskatoon, Canada. We are talking about his involvement with the healing ministry and healing and deliverance ministry. So, Father, before the break, we were talking about the need and the importance of healing in the world, but I want to maybe focus on some of those specific things people are getting involved in. What are they searching for, or what are they gravitating toward as they wander away from the church? What are some of those movements and things that are attracting them?
Well, we teach that there's kind of a hole in our hearts that has to be filled, and we teach that only Jesus Christ can fill that vacuum. And nature abhors a vacuum. It'll always try to fill up where there's an empty space. So if we don't fill up our hearts with the divine life of the Lord and His grace, sanctifying grace, then there's a vacuum. And so people with that vacuum, and I know that it's getting more and more common, they'll search to fill the vacuum. And they'll go to just about anybody who promises them some happiness or some power or some freedom or some healing. And so you get all kinds of movements. For a while it was the transcendental meditation movement, and really draw people away from focusing on Jesus through meditation, like Mary pondering all these things in her heart. And so that you don't hear so much about, but now the sort of the new kid on that spiritual block is yoga. And there's many different kinds of yoga. Hatha yoga is the beginning stage for many people. And even though it's not as dangerous as some of the more advanced stages, which can bring people into altered states of consciousness, it's still the gateway. And even the positions that people take are religious positions. Even Hindu people, especially in the U.S., will say, why are you using those positions? This is part of our religion. And you make it sound like an exercise of some kind. Well, basically, the church, in fact, teaches us and warns us that we are not to mingle Christianity with Hinduism. That's the document of the church. I think it was in 1992, Jesus Christ, the bearers of water of life. And it specifically states in there the dangers of yoga and Reiki and a few other things that it mentions. And tells us as Catholics we need to avoid that. But it's just becoming so popular in our culture, and people are drifting away to that. And what I've noticed, after a while, they drift away from the church, or they'll drift away from their belief in Jesus' divinity, that Jesus is Lord, he's Adonai, he's God. And they'll begin to say, well, that really can't be. So I see an inherent danger there. In terms of deliverance, many times when I pray with people, there will be some kinds of manifestations, even though I very much try to command whatever spirit's there to not manifest. But sometimes there is, and people will get rather emotional, or they'll get pretty tense. And after we finish praying, and I'm quite sure that they've been set free, it's amazing to look at their face and see the change. They start to radiate a new joy. In fact, I've had people just jump up out of their chair and shout and scream, I'm free, I'm free. And you can hardly believe how consoling that is to me, just to thank God they're free. Jesus did it again. He came to set the captive free. I'm going to tell you a little story. I hope I can do that here. without any names or anything, but to show you that the demonic can also cause illness. And sometimes people have strange illnesses, and they don't know, even the doctors can't diagnose it. This is a story that goes back a few years now, but I was visiting in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I met a couple of doctors and a doctor, a husband-wife team, and ministered to both of them, and they were really quite changed and found great joy in the Lord. And then one day I got a phone call from the wife that said that her husband was dying. He was in a hospital, I believe in Boston, and that he just had maybe 24 hours left to live. So she wanted me to say a prayer, which I'm always ready to say a prayer. And so I prayed, and I said something strange. I said, you know, could you call me back in an hour? I really feel I have to go and pray about this. And I did. I went and prayed, and the Lord spoke to my heart. And he said, what I want you to do is cast out the spirit of infirmity from his liver. Well, I'd never heard of such a thing. I was pretty new in this, and I was quite amazed that, and I thought, well, that must be just me thinking this, but I don't think like that. She phoned back, and I, to make a long story short, I did say the prayer, and the next day I got a phone call from Boston, and it was him. And when we prayed, he was unconscious, he was jaundiced, he was on the respirator, he was hooked up with all kinds of tubes, his kidneys are shut down, and it was just a matter of a few hours and he would have been gone. And I said, what happened? And he said, I don't know, I just woke up and I felt better. And he, as the doctor knew what was going on, because he had been monitoring all of this until he went unconscious, he was completely healed. And I thought, wow, evil spirits can do this to people. They if we don't protect ourselves, if we don't live in the grace of God and in the sacramental life, we can be attacked. And when Jesus healed this woman that was bent over and straightened her out and straightened her up, and then said that Satan has done this to this lady for 18 years. Well, so often I'll pray against diseases, and especially if the Lord leads me to do that. I mean, there are many other reasons for diseases, and there's many different kinds of cures, of course. But for the most part, I find it's not so dramatic like that. It's more they feel depressed, they feel there's a presence in their room, or somehow they're getting all kinds of strange images in their life, or they try to pray, and then they get all these terrible thoughts and images and distractions, and they can't find peace, or they start thinking really negatively, and it's just like a river. It's a stream that they can't stop. So we do need to pray to St. Michael the Archangel to protect us. We need to pray to Mary, who crushes the head of the serpent. If we don't do that, if we don't use the spiritual tools that God gives us, then I think we're going to find ourselves struggling a lot of places where we really shouldn't struggle, that we really should be free. I hope that can help you a little bit to understand what some people are going through. And maybe it's not just some, maybe it's quite a few.
We're on the radio, so there's a lot of people right now listening to this program, and they may be feeling exactly what you're describing. And I just want to do two things. First of all, obviously, right now over the radio, it's almost impossible to know somebody's exact situation, so we can't minister to that. But what I want to do is I want to ask two things. What should somebody do if they feel that they're experiencing this? And second of all, will you pray for us a general prayer of deliverance and healing for all the listeners listening to this program right now?
Certainly. Here's something I learned that has become very useful in the sacrament of reconciliation. For one thing, a lot of people have given up on that more than they should have. And really, it's by going through the sacrament of reconciliation, we can get a lot of grace to become free. But what I do, I'll ask them, the very first thing I ask them is there anybody you have to forgive? And apart from confessing your sins, who is it that you resent, you're bitter against, that you want revenge, that you really haven't forgiven, or you said you have, but you really don't know if you have? And so I'll have them do this individually. I'll say, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I forgive. Then I'll ask them, say the first name and no other details. And so they'll do that, and they'll say, well, I have a few. So they go one, two, three. They do it three or four times. And then the Holy Spirit seems to inspire them to go through many more. And sometimes I've had them up to 40 people that they've had to forgive, that they have not really dealt with it. That alone brings an enormous amount of freedom. And I don't think we can really be healed and set free until we forgive. I think that's clear in the teachings of Jesus. So you can ask for anything and he'll give it to you. But when you stand praying, forgive. You need to forgive those who have injured you, insulted you. One of the things about Jesus is he never took offense. Now, he was offended just about every day of his life, but he never took it in. He never allowed it to go into his heart. And that's something that we probably allow way too much. Somebody steps on our toes or says something that stings, and we get offended. And then we have negative feelings towards that person. And then that can grow. A grudge can grow from a little one cell to a huge monster in the soul. So I just want to encourage people, you can sit down in your own car or bathroom or where it's quiet and there's nobody else around and just say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I forgive. And then name the first name of that person and do every one that the Holy Spirit tells you. Mm-hmm. And already you'll be on the way to healing. So shall we pray?
Yes, let's say a prayer, Father, for anyone struggling with these issues of healing and deliverance.
Lord Jesus, you are the divine physician. Your holy word says in the book of Exodus, that 15th chapter and 26th verse, I am the God who heals you. And you have never taken back your covenant. You still are the God who heals us. I pray that you would lay your hands upon all those who are listening to this program. I pray that you will set them free. Set them free, Lord, from all the influence of the evil one. Set them free from resentment and bitterness and hostility towards others. Set them free from doubts and fears and guilt. Set them free, Lord Jesus, from all of those painful things that have happened in their lives, the rejection and the words that were spoken that put them down, and even set them free from the inner vows, the deceptions and the lies that they have accepted inside of themselves, even as young children. And set them free so that by your truth, they will be set free. I ask you to bring healing into the lives of moms and dads and boys and girls everywhere. Heal our pastors, heal our bishops, heal all those who are responsible for the church so that we can be more and more effective in proclaiming your word and building your kingdom. And for all of this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Father, that I just feel the power of the Holy Spirit upon us and all our listeners as you're praying that prayer. So thank you very much for your time today to teach us and to give us your wisdom and your knowledge. And I ask the Holy Spirit to continue to bless your ministry as you travel and as you touch many, many people. Before we go, there may be people that want to get in touch with you. Is there a way that some people can get in touch with you if they wanted to do so?
Well, the best way, I think, would be just to contact me through email. I don't have a website, but if you just put down FR, that's for Father, short form, and then Dennis, D-E-N-I-S, at live, L-I-V-E, .com. And as I get your messages and respond to them, I'm sure the Lord will bring you much grace. God bless you all.
Yes, thank you so much, Father Dennis. This has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, I'm Bill Snyder. God bless.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.